Hello, I'm gonna talk today about my last 2 years at XPAB. The main project I worked on during Special Issue 16 has been the impossible process of grasping the other side. A project about playing around with the structure of poetry translations and mixing together different versions of the same text through a Python function. The website has different things that you can do, and one is using the annotation system created for the Special Issue website to gather translations from others, then the mashup function that processes the text and create new translations from existing texts. I think how my work, my second year work connects to this is mostly about the existence of the Python function that creates new texts and the final publication I created for this work has been a letter bag or like an envelope that present an activity that reproduces the what happens in the Python function and invite the users to do it by hand. So let's say that I would sum up this with a question that is, what happens when you mirror digital interactions into physical movements? And I think this is quite present in the second year project. The first Special Issue, I was part also of the admin group, the launch group, and the front end team. So I mostly helped organizing and transforming and organizing the user experience for the launch day, as well as helping the front end team of the website. During the second Special Issue, I was part of the launch group again, writing text and organizing everything that needs to be presented, as well as taking part of the content inside the public defined publication. I created a crossword imaginary grid game, and again in this case my intent was to that of translating one form of research into an activity or an event, so how people can learn what we learned through a funny or playful experience. And the Special Issues 18 instead is as a different structure and gave much more space for my personal interests, and we experimented a lot with annotation systems, distributive practices. I also created another website for one of the editorial works I did. I really enjoyed that we could create little prototypes every week and learn from each other, and also creating an entire proposal for others to interact with. And then I think also in this case it's been a lot about user experience and what happens when you have to interact, for example, in this Special Issue. In this public, the number 7th, that was presented in projected on the ceiling, or the number 5 that was about. Blah blah blah. So then my second year project instead is paper notebooks from industrial model to tool of expression. is a project that attempts to understand how the structure, the shape and the functionality of paper notebooks influence the way we take notes, as well as the frequency and efficiency of use. The thesis gathered materials from theoretical and and practical methodologies. So I first started organizing activities where I could gather opinions from others. On the other side, I started reading about note-taking and notebooks about so how everything started was that at the end of the first year, I started questioning my notebooks practice because I had to change notebook and I wanted to make a new one for myself. And I was trying to understand how could I improve an object that I was using every day. And it was supposed to help me in my learning time. I wondered why we're all using the same structures and how making our own tools can help us understanding better what we need from this tool. So my research question became, how can I, for research and explorative session, discover more about the topic and create a generative structure that can be interpreted by every person in their own way? So what happens is I had in parallel the thesis and the project. The thesis was the report of my practice, so I the first chapters are more theoreticals, where I analyze, give charts an historical and contextual overview of notebooks and the importance of making and the importance of taking notes on paper notebooks. Something that I discovered that I find very interesting is the spatial memory. So what happens while we take notes and how it makes a difference what interface we use. From this text I read that what I discovered is how important it is for recovery and reviewing reason where I specifically write words or sentences. And for example, while I was using an unfitting notebook, I couldn't find my notes anymore and I couldn't trust what I was writing because the position on the space was not proper that I could find it back later. For this project to take to become public, I decided to create a guide or a Kickstarter kit to help others to analyze their own practice and start questioning the practice, encouraging a hands-on approach. The methods I used to gather information that I could then use for the Kickstarter kit has been multiple. The first one is a more personal introspective one, my personal notebook process. So since March last year, I started creating different prototypes to understand what I could need from a notebook and how different structures could help me in different ways. At the beginning, I thought I could distribute notebooks to others and see how they would react, but then I understood that everyone has different, very different needs, so that kind of standardized structure that I would have created for them was not possible. And this leads to the other methods I've been using. Here you can see an overview of different notebooks that I made for different reasons. The second method I used has been analyzing the work of others. So I specifically work with Supi and Erica from the class because since last year they were already interested in going through this process themselves. So I met a few times with them throughout the year to check in with them of how it was going and what they were experimented with. I think it's very interesting because what they did was essential to demonstrate that others can go through the same process by themselves, and that you don't even need so many abilities, as for example Supi made notebooks with photocopy papers and a rubber band. And also Erica experimented with very different things because she also changes notebook quite often. The third thing has been discussion groups or preparatory sessions. That is when I managed to start chatting and discussing with people about notebooks and understanding if notebooks are part of people's life and how trying to understand if this could have been a topic. This happened especially in the first 2 months of the course, of the second year, to understand if notebooks are part of people's lives, and if is it true that is it very different for everyone. The fourth one instead is the CES collaborative explorative sessions that are a collaborative or a playground to experiment with exercises together with the participants. I thought about the CES as a way to include the end user of the product, that in this case is a notebook, throughout the entire design process. So starting in the theory of on the designing how the or imagining how the object should be, then creating it and then using it. And these sessions were really interesting to see how people would react and what kind of shapes they would create. Now here in the gallery you can see how many different things we did and how many different notebooks have been created. And these sessions were a lot about inviting others into this world and started reasoning and doing exercises to understand these things I'm researching about. So the in the end I had to decide how to gather all these materials and be able to create this toolkit or Kickstarter kit for people to start making notebooks. And I gathered these two points that became essential at the beginning of the creation of the publication. What I wanted to create was a way to involve others and to make notebooks making accessible or a tool of expression for others, so that also others could do the same that I was doing. And the other part is how to publish a notebook making practice. So how can I make my notebooks public? How can I make it like a documenting, storytelling experience? And I think in the end I managed to do both. But let's see what I did. I want to read now a piece of the introduction text inside the publication that says, "Dear soon-to-be maker, the result of my research is a Kickstarter kit or a game or a notebook to start questioning and experimenting with the creation of notebooks. My aim was to create an object that could be used and not only consumed. Thus, I would like you, my reader, my user, to become a maker through the use of this kit. I hope you will enjoy the journey from my texts, my prototypes, my questions and my answers. I hope you will find your way in the practice of making notebooks and you will explore and the feelings of creating your own tool. I made many different choices in the creation of the work and I would like to share them with you. Therefore, go on reading." This to say how I wanted this object not to be only a book but to be an interactive experience and a game and something that people could use and also kind of disrupt the basic structure of a book. I was a bit scared of what happens when you take the printed you take your notes and you print them out, and then this book is not a notebook anymore, and how do I represent notebooks? Yeah, how do I do the second part of the documenting, storytelling, experiencing of my note-taking practice? So yeah, how do I gather and edit all this material in the last year? I really wanted to share all the little discoveries I made and inviting others to also make notebooks. A few words on why notebooks that I'm taking from my notes. I wrote here on September 22nd, I've always been interested in materiality of object and their touch and how to build things myself. A lot is about subjectivity and modularity. I'm fascinated by the fact that also a publication, for example, can be created in a way that every person that uses it can react in their own way. I think it's a lot about disrupting known formats and ideas. And the second important point, I wrote it on the 18th of April. I would like to create active makers, not consumers. The final outcome needs to be something used to make, not only to receive, consume. I want the users of this work to participate in the act of making notebooks against capitalism and commodity practices. And what I also wrote inside the text is that I would like this research to be sort of manifesto. To understand who you are, how your brain works, to start questioning what are your needs from a tool that society provides in a standardized way. It's not just about making notebooks, it's about how making a notebook can start put you in the position of questioning who you are and the objects we use and why we use them, and how does it feel to make something by yourself. So the content that you can find inside the book originates from my reflections, both digital and handwritten notes. So I used a collection of all the text, conversation, pictures and thoughts I had. Inside there are how I designed this book, I used a Python script as I wanted to learn a bit more about web to print and understanding, also experimenting a bit and understanding how and what happens when you design things, for example, with web to print. Also, the first idea was because I imagined this book to have content spread into different cards, like for example what you see here is a prototype I made during last year, and in this case the idea of modularity is back again. In theory, you can flip the pages and browse through the pages in different ways. And also the materials can be spread in little cards, like I analyzed in this notebook kit, that if you write little words or little amount of words in, if you have little space, then you're obliged to write little words, and it means you need to be able to sum up everything in little words. So this script, the idea that I wanted was to, I don't know, while designing it, I imagined it and I saw how a Python script could have looked like to do what I wanted. And so what the Python script consists in a code that take the materials from the folders and insert them in an A4 layout. And the nice thing of the script is that it generates different positioning of the cards every time. So every of the prints I made is different from the other one, in the sense that the order of the cards is different. So my intention is to offer a sort of individual experience and encourage users to create their own connections. Every card can be read individually, but you can also be able to create connections in between them. Talking about production choices, I thought that I should make something that invites to make. So I used, I've been helped by the prototypes I created during the research process. And there are two main characteristics, the modularity of how the cards are positioned and the fact that you can reproduce this random choice function, but in real life, so you are the creator of your destiny. The spine allows a 360 degree rotation, and it connects content between rows and experiment. Yeah, the idea is that the user can take this spine apart and get rid of the cards and put their own pages inside, create multiple little notebooks. The cards can also be piled up and used as cards and not in a book. Or they can be reorganized so that, I don't know, someone chooses to reorganize them by type. And the last thing I would like to say about this work is why a printed publication is important. And I think it's not just about what I just said before about the fact that with a physical object you can be able to to change it and to change the structure of it and do many different things with these materials. But also, obviously, the act of turning the pages and the feeling of paper contribute to the experience. The physicality of the object provides deeper connection with materials. And inside there are also excerpts of the thesis that can help to understand a bit better why physical publication is important. These are some pictures of the first prototype, second prototype. And here I added the back sheets and the cardboard. Here I started printing the, tried to print the cards till the edge, and this is the final version.